二首诗歌。
The second hymn we just sang.
他在第二节。
In the second stanza.
他说：“一路我蒙救主引领。”
All the way my Savior leads me.
鼓励我走每步路。
And encourages me to for each step.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹觉得跟随主走属天的道路容不容易。
I don't know how you feel about whether it's easy to walk the heavenly way with the Lord.
我看过一个帮人家装修房子的广告。
I have seen a commercial for remodeling in Chinese.
他说你想重新装修你的房子。
He says that if you would like to remodel your house.
第一是很难做。
First, it's difficult to do.
他说难做。第二个是懒做。
It's difficult to do and also you're lazy to do it.
我们有一点属灵生活经历的人。
For those of us have a little bit of spiritual experience.
我们发现一方面我们里面被主吸引。
We find that on the one hand, we are being attracted to the Lord.
但是每次主在我们里面有感动、有吸引、有催促的时候
，But each time when the Lord draws us and also hastens us,
我们里面好像有一个力量要把我拉下去。
But there's this power that tries to drag us down.
要把我，给我很多的理由，要把我推开。
Gives us many excuses to push me away.
这条属天的道路对我们肉身来讲。
So this heavenly way for our flesh.
对我们个性来讲。
For our characteristic, for our personality.
都是一个难走、懒得走的一条路。
It's a very difficult and also lazy way to walk on.
这是我早年呢被主吸引以后，我开始在我里面感觉有这个矛盾的挣扎。
I started to feel this conflict and struggle in me after I'm being drawn to the Lord.
我有很长一段时间没有好的聚会生活。
For such a long period of time, I did not have good gathering.
因为那个时候我能够去参加的聚会，我感觉到主同在的空气非常非常的淡。
For those gatherings I was able to go, I feel it was very not much with Lord's presence.
在那个聚会的里面充满了人情。
In that gathering was full of human ties.
充满了友情。
Full of friendship.
但是呢。好像主在那里没有地位。
But the Lord had no ground there.
那个聚会呢，像一个社交的场合。
The gathering was just like a social place.
所以有一段日子对我来讲，聚会是很为难的。
So there was a period of time it was difficult for me to meet.
但是后来主带领我遇见了一些在灵里愿意追求主心意的弟兄姊妹。
But later on, the Lord guides me to meet some brothers and sisters who are willing to seek after the Lord's will in their spirit.
我们常在一起祷告，常在一起聚会。
We often pray and gather together.
我真实在灵里面经历主同在的那个喜乐和甘甜。
I truly enjoy the joy and also sweetness of Lord's presence.
所以我变得非常喜欢聚会。
So I become really enjoy going to meetings.
那个时候刚开头的时候，我们只有三个弟兄一起祷告。
In the beginning, we only had three brothers pray together.
我们天天下了课以后就一起吃晚饭，一起唱诗歌，一起祷告。
Each day after our classes, we sing, we have dinner together, we sing and also pray together.
一起读经。
And we read the Bible.
那段日子啊，真是经历好像在地如同在天一样。
For those period of time, we really experience how it is on earth as it is in heaven.
而且我们三个人这样聚会呢，也没什么事情。
And for the three of us gathered like this, nothing much happened.
顶多就是谁买菜、谁做饭、谁洗碗。
We just had to arrange, make arrangements of who goes to a grocery store, who makes meal, or who does the dishes.
但是后来主带领我们，慢慢的人开始多起来。
But slowly the Lord led us so more people joined us.
主带领我们开始有主日的擘饼。
The Lord guided us to begin Lord's table.
我就发现，一方面我还是很喜欢聚会。
Then I realized on the one hand, I still love to go to meeting.
但是每一次聚完会回到家自己亲近主祷告的时候,
But each time after gathering, when I go home, I'm drawn close to the Lord to pray.
我里面的我的个性就觉得今天这个弟兄不对，那个姊妹不对。
Then, out from my personality, I feel that this brother does something wrong and that sister does something wrong.
我发现我很会论断别人。
I started to judge other people.
所以这个对我来讲变得很痛苦。
So then it becomes difficult for me.
所以有的时候我就想啊, 今天我不要去聚会了。
So sometimes I feel that today I don't go to meeting anymore.
弟兄姊妹, 我为什么要讲这些事情?
Why do I have to mention this?
这是基督徒, 我们在跟随 神的引导与弟兄姊妹一同过教会生活的时候,
So when Christians, as we together follow Lord's guidance and live out this church life together,
我相信很多人都会有过这样的一段时期。
I trust that many, this happened to many.
所以这首诗歌的作者说，一路我蒙救主引领。
So the psalmist of this hymn says, All the way my Savior leads me.
有的时候呢，我们需要一点鼓励。
Sometimes we need some encouragement.
有时候我们受苦的时候呢, 我们需要一点帮助。
Sometimes when we suffer, we need some help.
有时候我们有一些经历啊, 在里面矛盾困惑的时候, 我们需要有灵粮来喂养我们。
Sometimes when we have some contradiction or confusion within us,
我们需要主的话语,
we need the spiritual
food. 把我们的经历解开来。
We need our Lord's words to open up our spirit.
成为我们脚前的灯, 成为我们路上的光,
become the lamp before our feet and the light before our path.
这个脚前的灯让我们看见这条路,
the lamp before our feet show us the way.
路上的光叫我们看见前面的那个荣耀和目标,
and the light before our path show us the glory and destination.
弟兄姊妹, 感谢主, 是主引导我们。
Thank the Lord, it's the Lord Himself leads us.
所以这一切的需要, 祂来做我们的供应。
So He's our provision for all the needs.
好，我们 有的时候好像走到一个地步, 真是力不能支。
Sometimes we walk to the point that we're out of strength.
有的时候心灵呢, 他说可难当。
And sometimes our spirit is hard to follow.
有时候我们跟随主啊, 来聚会, 满了主的同在。
Sometimes when we follow the Lord to come to the gathering, that it's full of Lord's presence.
但是自己回到家里面, 好像主的同在不见了。
But after we return home, as if the Lord's presence is gone.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有走过这样的经历？
I don't know if you encounter such experience.
我有很长一段日子，我觉得我的侍奉啊，是一个责任的催促，而不是我的喜乐。
For such a long time, I feel my service is only based on responsibility, but not out of my joy.
我因为是一个蒙召出来服侍的弟兄。
For us, I'm a brother who's been called out to serve.
每个聚会我不能不去。
I cannot but have to attend each meeting.
但是主的同在好像向我完全隐藏。
But as if Lord's presence is completely being hidden from me.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历啊, 是一段相当不容易的经历。
This is a really, really unpleasant experience.
有的时候外面环境发生一些事情,
When some outwards,
我们会跟主说主啊, 你把我接回家算了。
We even tell the Lord, Lord, just take me home.
好, 我们读到摩西的经历, 他跟主说啊, 主啊, 你给我的担子太重了。
We read the experience of Moses, and he told the Lord that you have given me too much
摩西要,
heavy burden.
摩西要辞职。
Moses would like to quit.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他说, 旅程虽然力不能支,
And it says that, though my weary steps may falter,
他说心灵虽然可难当,
and my soul thirst may be,
但是很奇妙, 他说看啊, 面前就是磐石,
but it's amazing that it says that gushing from the rock before me.
有一次我们聚会呢, 一位年长姊妹, 她交通这一句话,
Once one of the elderly sisters among us shared this,
她说呢, 不是看啊, 前面就是磐石。
She said, it's not behold, the rock is in front of me.
那前面不知道这个还有多远的前面。
We don't know how far is before me.
但是面前呢, 就在你的前面前。
But before me is right in front of my face.
这就是主的供应。
That's the provision of the Lord.
这就是主的扶持。
That's the lifting up for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们跟随主啊, 是一个考验。
It's a test as we follow the Lord.
在我还没有进入今天晚上的主题之前,
Before I enter into the theme tonight,
关于今天下午的交通呢, 我有四点的补充,
I would like to add to the 4 points for this afternoon sharing.
前面的两个点呢, 我要感谢刚才吃饭的时候有两位弟兄跟我提起来。
Two of the points, I have to thank the brothers who mentioned to me during dinner.
一位弟兄提到呢, 你讲到我们要认识神家的行政。
One of the brothers mentioned that we have to know the administration of God's house.
第一个我们认识呢, 神的家里面有属灵的领袖。
First, we have to know that there are spiritual leaders in God's house.
我们年长弟兄告诉我说, 这属灵的领袖了, 不是圣品阶级。
Elderly brothers tell us that the spiritual leaders are not clergy.
不是在启示录里面讲到那个尼格拉一党人的行为和他们的教训。
And those are not the deeds and the teachings of the Nicolaitans mentioned in Revelation.
在犹太教的里面，他们的侍奉呢，是代替的和代表的。
In Judaism, their service is replacement, also representation.
我们读这个出埃及记的时候,
When we read Book of Exodus,
我们知道摩西第一次被呼召上到西乃山顶上面去。
The first time Moses was being called to top of the Mount Sinai.
神将山上的样式启示给他。
God revealed to Moses the pattern of the mountain.
并且神亲自用指头在石板上面 把十诫赐给以色列人。
And God himself with his own fingers given the 10 commandments on the tablet.
但是当神在交通完的时候呢, 就告诉摩西说, 你快快下山去。
But after God had told Moses everything, he told Moses, go down to the mountain quickly.
因为以色列人呢, 在山下已经败坏了。
For Israelites already corrupt themselves.
好, 我们知道那个故事。
We know the story.
当摩西在山上40昼夜时间延长的时候,
When Moses tarried after the 40 days and night on mountain,
以色列人看不见摩西, 又看不见神的作为。
Most Israelites could not see Moses, nor could they see the work of God.
所以他们呢, 就不耐烦了。
So they became impatient.
他们要亚伦呢, 为他们做一个东西。
So they want Aaron to build something for them.
他们就做了金牛犊。
Then they build a golden calf.
他们就彼此呼唤说, 这就是领我们出埃及的耶和华神。
And they tell each other, this is the God Jehovah who took us out of Egypt.
他们要看得见的。
They want something visible.
要摸得着的。
Can touch.
要具体的。
Be concrete.
要感官的。
And they can feel.
Sensible.
Sensible.
那么我们看见, 他们就 拜了金牛犊，他们说他们是在敬拜耶和华。
So we see that as they worship the golden calf, they say they are worshiping Jehovah.
他们在山下呢, 坐下吃喝, 好像是享受神的筵席一样。
They sit down to eat and drink as if enjoy the feast of God.
他们就起来玩耍。
And they start to play.
所以神看见他们败坏了。
And God saw them being corrupted.
在我们里面有一种的宗教情操, 会把看不见的神变成受造之物, 的这些偶像来拜。
In us, there is this religious feeling that will make the invisible God become the visible idols.
所以那一次呢, 神为了洁净以色列人,
So that time, in order to cleanse Israelites,
摩西下山的时候呢, 不仅把法板摔碎了, 而且他问以色列人中, 谁是站在耶和华这一边的, 到我这里来。
And after Moses went down to the mountain, not only he broke all the tablets, but also he asked Israelites, who stands on my side? Let's come to my side.
当时呢, 利未人, 他们就站出来,
and the Levites stood up.
利未人呢, 他们就照着摩西的吩咐, 拔刀了,
And according to the commandment of Moses, Levites took out their sword and then killed all those who worshipped the
idol.
Which seized the plague and also the wrath of God.
因着以色列人这个失败,
and because of the failure of Israel,
所以神才说呢, 从今以后, 利未人要被分别出来归我。
So God said that from now on, the Levites should be set apart to be unto him.
代替以色列家所有投身的, 他们要来侍奉我。
to replace all the firstborn of Israelites to serve God.
我们知道到新约时代, 我们讲到, 这个是说出神对所有神百姓的心意。
In New Testament time, this is God's will toward all of His children.
但是从那个以后, 犹太人中间, 我们看见, 一般的神的儿女们呢, 他们就不能在会幕里面侍奉。
But from that time on, we see among Jewish people that just normal God's children can no longer serve in God's tabernacle.
所以利未人和亚伦的家, 他们就代替, 并且代表以色列人来侍奉神。
So the Levites and the house of Aaron, they replace and also represent the Israelites to serve God.
但是这并不代表说神, 他就, 他的心意对以色列人,
But it does not mean that God has changed his heart toward Israelites.
他仍然要他所有的儿女们是归他的, 是投生的儿子。
He still would like all his children to be unto him and who are the firstborn.
但是到后面我们读旧约的历史就看见, 犹太人呢, 因着这样, 神的百姓和利未人就成了两个不同的阶级。
But as we read on, continue with the Old Testament, then we see that God's children and the Levites between two different levels.
这就是在犹太教里面有祭司的阶级和一般百姓的阶级。
That's why now in Judaism, there are the priests and also the regular laymen.
在第一世纪,使徒们还没有离开世界的时候, 教会就开始有这种的思想和意念。
In the first century, even before the apostles left the world, the church started to have this thought.
所以教会呢,到了今天啊, 我们看见,虽然在马丁路德恢复了因信称义的真理,
So church, even until today, that even though after Martin Luther has revived the truth about justification by faith,
现在所有相信圣经真理的神的儿女们,
For all those God's children who believe on the truth of God.
在侍奉上面有一个最不容易脱开的错误。
There is a mistake that's hardest to deliver.
就是在神儿女们中间还是有牧师的阶级和平信徒的阶级。
That is among God's children. There is still this clergy level of pastors and also laymen.
弟兄姊妹,是的,有很多做牧师的,他们是主在他们身上有特别的呼召。
It's true, there are many pastors that God has special calling upon them.
他们爱主把自己归给神。
They love the Lord and they offer themselves unto God.
但是他进入的那个系统,那个制度,却不是出于神的。
But the system they enter in is not from God.
所以刚才那位年长弟兄告诉我说, 尼哥拉一党的行为和他们教训,不是属灵的领袖的原则。
So the brother told me that the deeds and the teachings of Nicolaitans is not the principle of spiritual leaders.
今天在教会中, 属灵的领袍, 乃是生命中的。
The spiritual leaders today in church are based in life.
你知道今天很多人认为我们要侍奉主。
Today many people thought we have to serve the Lord.
我们需要有一个资格。
We need to have a credential.
我自己在年轻的时候, 主在我身上, 施怜悯, 呼召我。
When I was young, that Lord is merciful to me and called me.
我也有这种思想。
I also had the same thought.
我需要去受个训, 拿一个什么执照, 那么我或许可以侍奉。
I should go for a certain training and receive certification.
这样别人才会承认我。
Then others can.
别人才会尊重我。
Then others can respect me.
弟兄姊妹, 在民数记里面不是这样。
But it's not so in Book of Numbers.
他说乃是民中间的这些首领。
Are the chiefs among the tribes?
是他们的生命里面有一种尊贵的光景。
Is that they have an honorable condition in their life?
它不是一个地位的。
It's not position.
它不是一个头衔的。
It's not just a title.
它乃是生命的。
It's based on life.
而且是根据于功用的。
And based on function.
所以今天我们在教会中间。
So today amongst church,
若是我们真有符合神心意那样的教会,
if there is such a church that's according to God's heart,
我们中间有弟兄们有不同的追求和主给他的恩赐,
so there are different seekings or gifts that God gives them.
他的生命里面长大到有基督的那个成熟的身量,
when his life grows into the maturity of Christ.
他能够在生命中来运用主给他的恩赐。
And he can exercise the gifts from the Lord in his life.
能够成为别人属灵生命上面的帮助和榜样的时候。
Can, when he can become the help and example of other people's spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，那个功用自然会显出来。
Then this function would naturally reveal.
那么圣灵把它印证在所有弟兄姊妹们中间。
And the Holy Spirit testified amongst all the brothers and sisters.
这是神在教会中安排的属灵的领袖。
And that's how God has arranged the spiritual leaders among church.
所以我们看见有一些呢，爱主的牧师哈，他们有这种的光景。
So we do see some pastors who love the Lord. They have such condition.
但是也有一些人呢。
And also, but there are some.
他们只是为着一种的个人的当时的需要而去拿了这个执照。
They are only getting this certification, this license based on their own needs.
并且呢，若是他们在那个制度的里面侍奉。
And if they serve in such system.
当圣灵有这样的带领，但是那个制度不许可的时候，他就受苦。
When the Holy Spirit has such guidance, but the system does not allow, then they start to suffer.
我自己在侍奉主的年日里面，
During my days of serving the Lord,
遇见许多爱主的弟兄，他们做牧师的。
Have met many brothers who love the Lord. They are pastors.
他们都有一个叹息。
They all have a sigh.
他说我的侍奉没有你自由。
My ministry is not as in freedom as you.
我问他为什么。
I asked them why.
他说因为很多时候那个制度明明是不符合圣经的，我不得不这样做。
Oftentimes, even though the system is not according to the Bible, but I have to do that.
弟兄姊妹，若是走在那样制度的聚会的里面，
If walking in such systematic church,
那个聚会就失去了神心中所要那个教会的实际。
Then that gathering lost the reality of the church that's on God's heart.
所以一切的活动我们不敢论断，不晓得是不是真的神在引导走这条属天的道路。
So we dare not to judge whether all the activities are based on God's guidance to walk the heavenly way.
但是若是我们即便是软弱，
But even though we're weak,
我们恩赐非常的微小，
even though we have little gifts,
但是主在我们身上给我们真理的亮光，我们愿意学习去遵守。
But when God gives us the light of truth, then we are willing to obey, to follow.
弟兄姊妹，会有一种很奇妙的一种光景。
Then there will be a very amazing vision.
你在那个聚会里面去一段日子。
After you meet with that gathering for a while.
若是一个弟兄好久没有遇见。
If you haven't met a brother for a long time.
这些弟兄姊妹，他们来会感觉这些弟兄姊妹改变了，长大了。
Then when they come, they will realize those brothers and sisters have changed and grow up.
这是我年轻的时候我非常羡慕的一些弟兄姊妹。
Those are the brothers and sisters I really desire.
我讲到我刚到美国在的那个地方，我那一段日子没有教会生活。
The place where I just first arrived USA, I did not have much church life.
后来我认识另外一个城里面的一批弟兄姊妹，他们过这样的生活。
Then later on, I met a group of brothers and sisters in another city. They live such life.
我每隔几个月去那边参加一次主日的聚会。
I go there to attend their Sunday gathering once in several months.
我那时候开玩笑说，我来充充电。
I joke with them that I just come to recharge.
我来加加油啊。
To fill up.
啊，我每次回去我都羡慕。
Each time I return, I'm so desirous.
因为我才不过两个月没有去。
Because just for 2 months of time, I did not
go. 我发现那些弟兄姊妹长大了。
I find those brothers and sisters has grown up.
他们爱主的心比两个月前强了。
Their heart to love the Lord is even stronger than 2 months.
他们对主的认识，对主话语的交通比以前亮了。
Their understanding of the Lord and their fellowship with God's word is lighter than before.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天下午我讲，若是我们在一个聚会是真的符合神心中要的那个教会的意义。
So this afternoon we mentioned that if the gathering we are in is truly according to the meaning of God.
而你遇见了，你愿意把自己投身在其中。
If you have met and you are willing to commit yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，那成长在你身上是非常自然的。
Then this growth on you is very natural.
这个成长不仅身量成长。
Not only in your capacity,
而且认识也成长,
your understanding also grows.
弟兄姊妹, 认识成长啊, 那是非常宝贵的,
it's so precious when you understand.
那是出于圣灵的启示的,
that's out of the revelation of Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是, 我要感谢今天我们年长弟兄在吃饭的时候给我的提醒。
So I would like to thank the elderly brother who remind me during dinner.
那么关于这个属灵职责的问题,
and regarding the spiritual responsibility.
好，我今天下午稍微提了一点。
This afternoon I have briefly mentioned.
好，我们每一个人在神的恩典中有该尽的职责。
Each one of us in God's grace we have our own responsibility.
这个职责呢, 是为着神的家的。
And the responsibility is for the house of God.
为着神的自己的,
for God himself.
也是为着弟兄姊妹的,
also for brothers and sisters.
所以若是我们这样子, 在神的家中肯起来承担一点, 无论是事情或者属灵的责任,
so if, like this way in God's house, we are willing to bear up some things or spiritual responsibility,
这是神家中的一个行政,
that's the administration.
我们就成为神的头生的儿子。
We become the firstborn.
这是长子。
That's a firstborn.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道将来到天上去, 那个共聚的总会是什么? 是诸长子共聚的总会。
We know that when we go to heaven, the assembly we will enter into is the assembly of all the firstborn.
如果今天你我不认识这个行政, 我们觉得呢, 神的家的事情是别人的事。
If today we don't understand the administration, then we feel that all the things in
God's house
are other people's business.
对不起, 我方便的时候, 我就做一点。
When it's convenient to me, I do something.
我不方便的时候, 那么我就说对不起。
If it's not convenient to me, then I say sorry.
那么我们今天呢, 没有利未人的生活。
Then today we don't have the life of Levi.
那是一个极大的亏损。
That's a really great loss.
啊, 不仅将来的亏损,
not only the loss in
就是今天属灵生命的长进, 也是非常迟缓的。
Even today, the spiritual growth will become very slow.
每一个神的儿女们呢, 在蒙恩得救之后,
after each God's children being saved by grace,
就像利未人一样, 一个月的男孩子, 就可以显出生命的功用。
Just like the Levites, even 1 month old boy can manifest his function in life.
所以有时候在教会, 我们看见, 有一些父母亲带着他的很小的孩子早点来聚会，他们就在那里服侍。
So sometimes we do see parents bring very little children come to a gathering early and they start to serve.
摆诗歌,
to a place all the hymn book.
聚完会了以后一起吸尘。
And after the gathering, they vacuum together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这在神的眼中看是极其美的事情。
In God's eyes, this is so beautiful.
随着生命的长进,
along with the growth of life,
属灵的功用啊, 就会逐渐的扩大, 并且成熟,
and the spiritual function will be enlarged and also become mature.
但是在民数记里面, 我们看见,
and we see in Book of Numbers,
每一个立位人呢, 他在25岁的时候, 要到会幕里面开始学习怎么侍奉。
For each Levite, starting from 25 years old, they have to go to the tabernacle to learn how to serve.
到了30岁的时候, 他才起来, 真正的承担责任。
When 30 years old, they start to be fully fledged to take up the responsibility.
是告诉我们说呢, 我们尽属灵的功用和职责之前,
so this tells us, before we start to have the spiritual responsibility and function,
我们在教会里面呢, 要找到能够带领我帮助我的弟兄姊妹呢, 我们去学习。
In church, we have to find some brothers and sisters who can help me and guide me that I can learn from them.
而且这个学习和追求啊, 是不能停止的。
And we cannot stop this kind of learning and seeking.
所以教会的生活, 在尽功用的这个点上面,
so church life in terms of the paying up the response,
taking
up
to be functional.
To be functional.
We need to, 我们要不停止的, 要有属灵的追求。
We have to be non-stop but continue to spiritual pursuit.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们光靠着几个聚会, 我们就想成为一个在神眼中合适的侍奉的人, 是不够的。
So it's not enough if we just want to go through some meetings and then become someone who can serve God.
神的话语是丰富的。
God's words are so abundant.
而且神在教会中给我们的属灵的产业是极其丰富的。
And the spiritual inheritance in church that God has given us is so abundant.
所以教会工人呢, 有一个职责, 就是带领, 帮助弟兄姊妹起来追求。
So the responsibilities of the workers in church is to help and guide brothers and sisters.
这个是关于尽功用, 尽职分。
That is about being functional and also taking up responsibility.
那么最后一个点我要讲的，刚才吃饭有一个弟兄跟我讲。
The last point, there's another brother share with me during dinner.
他说约柜行在以色列这个他们的军队的前面三天的日程。
He told me that the Ark of Covenant walked before the army of Israel, 3 days journey.
这个在民数记第10章第33节到34节。
That's in Numbers chapter 10, verse 33 and 34.
33节。
In 33。
以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。And
they departed from the Mount of Lord 3 days journey, and the Ark of Covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days journey to search out a resting place for them.
好，我今天下午讲的时候，我说他们在以色列军队的前面大概1000走。This
afternoon I mentioned that the Ark of Covenant was 1,000 cubits before the army of Israel.
这三天他都在他们的前面，这是我的领会。
My understanding was that for those 3 days, the Ark of Covenant was ahead of them.
那1000口我说了，是从约书亚记里面引出来的。And
the 1,000 cubits comes out from the book of Joshua.
但我们弟兄告诉我说，哈，不，他和以色列军队的距离是三天，他走在前面。But
our brother told me that the distance between the Israelites is 3 days' journey.
所以我刚才呢也查一下英文的圣经。
So I also searched the English version.
这个 King James的版本。
The King James version.
那我的英文不是太好，我的翻译也不一定准确。
My English is not so good, and also my translation might not be correct.
所以我请两位 英文好的帮我读一读。
So I asked two others who are good English to help me.
有一位他说，这很明白的说哈，约柜他在以色列军队前面三天的路程。
One of them say that it's very clearly being said that Ark of Covenant is 3 days journey ahead of the Israelites.
我觉得这个很有属灵的意义。
I think this is full of spiritual meaning.
那山呢，在主耶稣完成救恩上面。 是一个很重要的数字。
Number 3 is a very important number in terms of complete salvation of the Lord.
他死了以后被埋葬了，三天以后新生命，他从死里复活。
After the Lord was dead and being buried, and 3 days he resurrected from the dead.
所以在这里，我想我就稍微提一下。So
I just would like to briefly mention.
约柜啊，他完成了救恩。 我们的主耶稣啊，远在我们的前面。So
as the Ark of Covenant, which completes salvation, which means our Lord Jesus is far ahead of us.
而这个救恩呢，是死而复活带给我们新生命的救恩。And
this salvation is raising from the dead, which gives us the new life.
现在我要进入今天晚上我们要交通的。And
now I would like to enter in what we share tonight.
民数记第 11章开始,
starting from Book of Numbers, chapter 11,
一直到民数记第25章,
until chapter 25.
好，我把它称作在旷野中往迦南地区的漂流。
I called it as the wanderers in wilderness toward land of Canaan.
我们读几处的经文。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
我们先请大家看民数记11章第1节。Please
look at Numbers chapter 11 verse 1.
众百姓发怨言，他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见了，就怒气发作，使火在他们中间焚烧，直烧到营的边界。
And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them, and consumed them that were in the outermost part of the camp.
第四节,
Verse 4.
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心, 以色列人又哭嚎说, 谁给我们肉吃呢?
And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat?
第十三节
Verse 13
我们这样子读14、15节
Let's read verse 14 and 15
这是摩西向神说的话
And Moses told God
管理这百姓的责任太重了我独自担当不起你这样待我我若在你眼前蒙恩求你立时将我杀了
I'm not able to bear all these people alone because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of the hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness.
第十二章第一、第二节
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2
摩西娶了古时女子为妻,米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古时女子就毁谤他。
And Mary and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
我们读第十三章32节33节
Chapter 13, verse 32 and 3.
探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地。 我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大。
And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which you have gone to search, it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in are men of great stature.
14章第22节
Chapter 14, verse 22.
这些人谁看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。
Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto my voice.
然后我们看第16章。
Chapter 16
第一节
Verse 1
第一、第二节
Verse 1 and 2
利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹雅比兰与比勒的儿子安 并以色列会中的250个首领，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。
Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and An, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown.
第三节前一段聚集攻击摩西亚伦
First part of verse 3 They gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron
好,我们再读第20章
Chapter 20
第二节
Verse 2
会众没有水喝就聚集攻击摩西亚伦
And There was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron.
第十节第十一节
Verse 10 and 11
摩西亚伦就召聚会众到磐石前。摩西说,你们这些背叛的人,听我说,我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗?摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下,就有许多水流出来。
And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, you rivals, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and was with his rod, he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also.
12节.
Verse 12.
耶和华对摩西亚伦说, 因为你们不信我, 不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣, 所以你们必不得领这会众, 进我所赐给他们的地去。
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you should not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them.
我们在读马太福音第四章第八节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 8.
这一节请我们一同来读。
Please read this together.
马太福音第四章第八节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 8.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山, 将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。 我们再读, 约翰一书,
and First John,
第五章,
chapter 5,
第十九节,
verse 19.
我们也一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们知道我们是属神的, 全世界都握在那恶者手下。 我们再读罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans, chapter 8.
我们先读第七节。
Verse 7.
我们还是请大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇, 因为不服神的律法, 也是不能服。 我们再读第五、第六节。
And let's go to verse 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人, 体贴肉体的事, 随从圣灵的人, 体贴圣灵的事, 体贴肉体的就是死, 体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。 我们最后读约翰福音第六章。
Finally, please read Gospel Book of John, chapter 6.
62节,
verse 62.
这一句话是主耶稣说的。
Lord Jesus has said this.
哦,对不起, 是63节, 不是62节。
It's verse 63.
我们一起来, 叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益的, 就读到这里, 就是灵,就是。 我们就读前面这一段, 我们再读一遍。
Just read the first part.
叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益的。 好, 我们就, 为着今天晚上, 我们读经就读这么多。
So we stop reading verses up to here for now.
这一段圣经, 我们看见, 以色列人从加底斯巴尼亚开始。
We see that Israelites starting from Kadesh Barnea.
在迦南, 不, 在旷野里面绕行了38年。
They wander in wilderness for 38 years.
我们今天下午讲, 神引领他们走的这一条路啊, 实际上是在旷野里面。
The way that God guides them is actually in a desert.
但是我们却称它叫做神引领的天路。
But we call it the heavenly way that God guides them.
所以我们先要来看一下, 这个旷野, 它的实际的情况, 和他所指的属灵的意义是什么?
So first we have to see what exactly is the actual condition of the wilderness and its spiritual meaning.
我想住在New Jersey的人呢, 不太能够领会旷野是什么。
I think those who live in New Jersey, it's hard for you to understand what the wilderness.
被称作state of 什么? Garden. Garden state, 是不是? 你们这里像一个花园, 像伊甸园一样, 很绿的。
For New Jersey, it's being called a garden state. It's like Garden of Eden. It's very green.
因为水资源非常的丰富。
For it with abundance of the water source.
啊, 哪里有水, 哪里就有生命。
Wherever there's water, wherever there's life.
哪里就有丰富。
There's abundance.
但是如果你到美国的中部去, 西部去,
But if you go to Midwest of America, especially you go to Midwest,
我们就看见那里有沙漠。
And then you see desert.
啊, 那里有旷野。
There's wilderness.
我自己刚到美国头两年读书的时候,
For the first 2 years when I studied in USA,
我的指导教授就把我打发到旷野去。
My professor sent me to the wilderness.
因为我那时候为美国的这个能源部, 我拿他们的资助, 做一个研究。
Because I had received the fund from the Department of Energy to help them to do a research.
是为这个美国核废料啊，放到地层深处做这个安全的研究。
It's to study the safety of the waste of nuclear.
Nuclear waste.
Nuclear waste.
Yeah. 我去的那个地方真的是旷野。
The place I went was truly wilderness.
要带很多的装备。
I had to bring much equipment with me.
穿对的鞋子，要穿对的衣服。
Had to wear the right shoes and right clothing.
我记得有一次我去到那里，就我们车子陷到一个沙坑里面去，出不来了。
I remember when I first went there, our car actually got sank into a sand.
白天的气温呢是超过105度。
The temperature during daytime is above 105 Fahrenheit.
太阳一下山呢。就低到20度以下。
And after sunset, it's below 25 Fahrenheit.
所以在旷野的生活是很痛苦的。
So it's very much suffering and difficult in the life in wilderness.
所以唱诗歌讲到，这是干旱疲乏无水之地。
So the hymn says it's a dry, weary, and parched land.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
而且旷野里面很多危险。
And there are many dangers in the wilderness.
不是环境的，有很多的很毒的东西，比如说。这个黑寡妇，这个蜘蛛。
There are poison spiders.
有响尾蛇。
Or snake. The rattlesnake.
啊，还有呢，野狗。
Or the wild dog.
都是狗在叫。
At night, there are so many wild dogs barking.
我们知道，这是物质上面、生活上面你看见的旷野。
So that's the wilderness you see from surrounding.
那么以色列人主把他们带到旷野去。
And God has taken Israel into wilderness.
跟今天你我信主以后，我们在地上的生活有什么关系呢？
So what does it have to do with our earthly life after we believe the Lord?
许多读圣经的人告诉我们。
Many of those people who read the Bible.
今天我们所生活的这个物质、物理的世界，就是那个旷野。
The world we live in, this materialistic world, is the wilderness.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以使徒约翰告诉我们说呢，今天全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
So Apostle John told us the whole world is being under the evil one.
我们主耶稣从约旦河里面受浸起来以后
，After our Lord Jesus get up from baptism in Jordan River,
圣灵就催他到旷野去。受撒旦的试探40天。
Then the Holy Spirit pushed him into wilderness, being tempted by Satan 40 days.
当主禁食40天、40昼夜之后，他最疲乏、最软弱的时候。
When our Lord was the weakest time after he fasted for 40 days.
这个时候，撒旦就近前来向主献行。
Then Satan started to show off before the Lord.
直接用话语来刺激、来挑动他。
Use word to stir up him, to stir him up.
其中第二个哈，我们看见这个撒旦呢，叫他说，他霎时之间就把这个旷野呢，变成全世界的荣华和富贵。
And the second point we see that is all of a sudden, then the Satan shows the wilderness to become the entire, the third time is the entire glory of the world to show before the Lord.
所以有人告诉我们说，今天我们所生活的这个世界充满了荣华富贵。
So it shows us the world we live in today is full of all the riches.
叫我们肉身呢向往并且追求的。
So our flesh is lust after this.
但这个一过去的时候是什么呢？
But what is this after everything's passed?
它就是旷野。
And it's wilderness.
我们蒙恩得救，尝过属天之味的人。
For those of us saved by grace and have tasted the heavenly.
我们认识神的生命在我里面，并且知道他同在的人。
Those of us understand God's life within us and know His presence.
我们住在这个世界中，我们却不属于这个世界。
We live in this world, but we are not of the world.
那么我们要一同在这个世界中来走属天的道路。
And together we walk the heavenly way in this world.
我们的经历就像犹太人在旷野里面一样。
Our experience is just like the Jews in wilderness.
我们的表现也多少像 以色列人在旷野里面的表现一样。
Our expression is also much or less just like how Israelites were in the wilderness.
好，我们看见了这一个世界呢，是试探人、引诱人，并且辖制人的地方。
We see this world tempts people, attracts people, and also bound people.
而恶者试探人所用的手段和工具，就是这个世界所有吸引人的那些东西。
And the way and the evil scheme that the evil one uses to tempt and attract people are all the things that's attracting people in the world.
以色列人呢，他们本来十一天从加底斯巴尼亚就可以进迦南了。
It could take Israelites just 11 days of journey from Kadesh Barnea to enter into Canaan.
但是他们失败了，所以绕行了38年。
But they failed, so they went around 38 years.
好，所以刚才聚完会有一个姊妹跟我交通啊。
So after the last gathering, a sister shared with me.
说是照着地理的距离呢，十一天就可以进迦南了。
Based on geographic locations, they could enter into Canaan just 11 days.
但是照着属灵的差异来讲，我们的肉体跟天堂，跟基督里面那个丰富的境界。
But based on the fleshly gap, our flesh and the distance, the gap between the riches of Christ.
那是38年的痛苦。
That's the 38 years of sorrow.
38年的失败。
38 years of failure.
38年的无奈。
30 years of they don't know what to do.
就像那一个躺在毕士大池旁那个瘫痪的人。
Just like the paralyzed person who was next to the poor Bethesda.
他想做的事情他做不到。
He could not do what he would like to do.
他不想做的事情他天天在那里被那个东西捆绑。
But daily he's being bounded by what he does not like to do.
他的那个褥子就是他的捆绑。
His blanket is his bondage.
这讲到人的肉体。
It talks about the man's flesh.
我们知道保罗哈，他蒙恩得救了以后。
After Paul was saved by grace.
他花了三年的时间到了阿拉伯的旷野去读圣经。
He took 3 years of time to read Bible in the desert of Arabia.
有人告诉我们说他去的地方就是民数记以色列人走的那一个区域。
Some people told us where he went was the area where Israelites walk in Book of Numbers.
那个何烈山，那个西乃山呢，不是在现在西乃半岛的那个西乃山。
The Mount Hor and Mount Sinai is not at where the Sinai Peninsula is.
而是在阿拉伯的旷野。
It's in the desert of Arabia.
这个我不去讲了，大家可以去找一些圣经的地理的考证。
I'm not going to mention this part. Everyone can search about the geography.
那么保罗在那里这样读圣经呢，主的光临到他。
So when Paul read the Bible this way there, and God's light shone upon him.
所以他讲到他自己对救恩的经历的时候。
So when he talked about his own experience of salvation.
我们读到罗马书第六章，他看见他的老我死掉了。
When we read Book of Romans chapter 6, he see that his old man
has died.
And died together with Christ.
但是到了第七章里面呢，
But when it comes to chapter 7,
他有一个很大的痛苦的呼喊。
He has such great sorrowful suffering and cry.
他说我真是苦啊。
He said, a wretched man like me.
他说我真是一个困苦的人啊。
I'm such a wretched man.
谁能救我脱离我这个取死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me out of this body of death?
这个身体带给他死亡的气味。
This body gives him the taste of death.
所以他在罗马书第八章里面讲到。
So in Book of Romans chapter 8.
他说人的肉体啊是不服神的律法的。
So the man's flesh is not according to the law of God.
不仅不能服。
Not only not able to
不仅不服，而且根本不能服。
Not only not subject to the law of God, but cannot obedient.
即便他愿意服，他也服不来。
Even if he's willing to subject under, but he cannot.
他的结果是带来什么呢？
So what's the result?
所以他说，那个体贴肉体的，就是思想肉体的人呢，一定带来属灵的死亡。
So those mind the things of flesh definitely bring out the
spiritual death. 这个属灵的死亡。
He cannot be delivered out from the spiritual death.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我讲到我侍奉主有一段日子，主就把我摆在这个里面。
So this is what I mentioned when I served the Lord for several periods of time that Lord put me into such condition.
那一段日子我真是苦啊, 我说主啊, 你把我杀了吧, 像摩西一样。
At that time, I felt really much suffering, and I asked the Lord to kill me just like Moses did.
我跟主说, 我是一个法利赛人。
I told the Lord I'm a Pharisee.
我在外面别人觉得我又公义又圣洁。
Outwardly, people think I'm so righteous and holy.
但是我回到家，我是跟主相抗争的。
But when I go home, I'm actually resting against God.
我就是，我里面没有安息。
There's no rest in me.
哎呀，那一段日子真是苦。我常常只要有时间，我下午就跪在主的面前，说主啊，我这个人没救了。
I felt so much suffer at that time. Every time when I have time, I just kneel before the Lord and I say that there's really no way for me.
我说，主啊，要我这样一辈子服侍你啊，那我不是很虚假吗？
Isn't that so fake if I serve you like this entire my life?
而且我非常的痛苦。
And it's really in such bitterness and suffering.
感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
后来我读到穆安德烈的传记。
Later on, I read Andrew Muller's
Andrew
Murray's bibliography.
他的传记里面讲到他有一段时期也是这个样子。
He also mentioned in his bibliography that he went through such
difficulties.
Sometimes when he mentioned on podium that brothers and sisters we have to abide in Christ.
讲得很绝对。
He said that with rest assured.
甚至有时候把讲台都推倒了。
And even he pushed out the podium.
但是他回到家里跟主说，主啊，我真是一个可怜的人呐。
But then when he went home, he told the Lord that I'm such a poor man.
我想做的我做不到。I'm
not able to do.
我讲的东西，我自己都做不到。I
can't even do what I shared.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在肉体里。
That is in flesh.
这就是在旷野中。
That's in wilderness.
所以跟弟兄姊妹们，若是我们今天一蒙恩得救了，我们就上天堂，那不是好的无比吗？
Wouldn't this so good if as soon as we believe the Lord, then we go to heaven?
但是没有几个基督徒真的愿意的。
But there are not many Christians willing to do this way.
我们聚会有一个姊妹有一天很叹息。
A sister in our gathering died before.
她说我们基督徒都有点假，我说怎么假呢？
She said that as Christians are fake.
她说我们每次都跟保罗一样祷告说，主啊，与你同在好的无比。
She said that often we pray that Lord, it's so good to be with you.
那么一生病呢，就怕得要命，怕死了。你不是死了就与主同在了，还怕什么呢？ 你不是常常讲好的无比吗？
But whenever we get sick, we are so afraid to die. And then wouldn't that you pray that you want to be with the Lord?
其实这是神的恩典。
But actually, it's
他为什么留你我还在世界中呢？
Why does he keep us in the earth today?
要叫我们更多认识基督。
So we can know more of Christ.
认识基督的死。
To know his death.
我们磨成他死的形状,
to be conformed to his death.
好叫他复活的能力从我身上流出来,
so that his power of resurrection outflow from me.
所以是旷野38年, 从某一面的角度来讲, 他也是必须的。
So on certain aspect, we see that for 30 days in wilderness, it's a must.
这个38年是叫我们呢, 用尽我肉体的力量, 要讨神的喜悦。 要过一个正常的教会生活，我做不到。
For those 38 years shows us that we are not able to live out a normal church life, even though after we spend all of our efforts.
我们明天要讲到。
Tomorrow we will.
经过38年之后啊，只有两个人能够进迦南。
After 38 years, only two people could enter Canaan.
米利安不行。
Marian
亚伦也不行,
Aaron could not,
摩西也不行,
Moses could not,
更不要说那些在神面前争闹的人,
not even mention those who strive against God.
就告诉我们说每一个人都有肉体,
so it tells us each one of us have flesh.
我们有常常觉得这个人在主面前这样祷告这样讲道这样生活他一定没肉体了。
We often feel that for such person who shares this way, who prays this way and life and have such life, then definitely he doesn't have flesh anymore.
我们常常都觉得别人是肉体，自己不是肉体。
We often feel that others are in flesh, we are not.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
我现在常常觉得我最怕上台讲道，因为一上台讲到肉体就不知不觉跑出来。
Now I feel that I'm mostly in fear of sharing on the stage, because once I share, then my flesh, without realizing it, is exposed.
我有的时候跟一些走在我前面用话语服侍的弟兄们一起祷告。
Sometimes I pray together with those brothers who walk ahead of me and share his word. Once, one of the brothers' prayers really had a great impact on me.
那天晚上是他要上讲台。
That day he was going to share on the podium.
主啊, 求你怜悯这一个可怜的小子。
He said that, Lord, may you have mercy of this poor, pitiful man. So that he won't speak of his own words.
不动自己的血气,
and not with his own flesh.
但是他自己做不到,
but he cannot do it.
求你可怜他,
may you have mercy upon him. He prayed for himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 唯有经过这38年,
only after those 38 years,
经过一次又一次的失败,
after failure, one after another,
我们才能够承认主耶稣说的这句话是真理。
We can only then confess what the Lord says is the truth.
叫人活着的是灵, 肉体, 一点益处都没有。
It is the spirit that quickens man, but the flesh has nothing good out of flesh.
我早期读到丁路易斯母解释这一段话, 我觉得他这个话太绝了。
First, in earlier days when I read Jesse Penn Lewis explain those verses, I feel that this is so amazing.
弟兄姊妹，你们需要认识肉体是什么。
She said that, brothers and sisters, you have to understand what is flesh.
你会厌恶他, 真的求神说, 救我脱离这个取死的身体。
You truly will hate it and then really ask the Lord to deliver me out of this body of death.
所以我们看见旷野的经历对我们来讲是必要的。
We see the experience of wilderness is necessary for us.
在世界上这个旷野环境呢显明人里面的光景。
In the world for this wilderness, such circumstances reveals the inner condition of a person.
你知道世界上的教育告诉我们说环境时势造英雄。
The worldly education tells us that our circumstances create heroes.
但是有属灵经历, 有教会走路经历的弟兄姊妹,
but those brothers and sisters have spiritual experience and those who have the experience of walking in church.
他们说不,
they say no.
时势不会造英雄,
the circumstances will not create heroes.
时势只会显明这个人是什么样的。
The circumstances only reveal what kind of person this is.
所以他们才一开始走路,
so as soon as they start to walk,
刚刚从何烈山起行, 走了3天,
they just start their journey from Mount Hor.
他们就烦躁, 就开始埋怨, 说恶言。
After 3 days of journey, they start to complain and slander and also say bad words.
为什么呢? 因为他们在埃及啊, 还有过去这一年在西乃山底下, 住得蛮舒服的。
For because when they were in Egypt and also this past year under the foot of Mount Sinai, they had a comfortable dwelling place.
我们今天下午已经讲到, 人的天性, 爱安逸, 不肯付代价。
This afternoon, we already mentioned that our nature is that we like to find rest and also not willing to pay price.
所以他们就发现走路很难,
so they find walking is hard.
不愿意走,
not willing to walk.
所以他就埋怨,
so they complain.
就低估,
and murmur.
不仅如此,
not only that,
而且晚上吃饭, 煮菜的时候, 就是玛拿, 没有别的。
Whenever they see for dinner is manna, nothing else.
所以他们一想到, 好像闻到, 埃及的这黄瓜韭菜, 葱蒜的味道。
So then they thought about it as if they smell the smell of cucumber, leeks, or garlic, onion in Egypt.
告诉我们, 我们蒙恩得救了。
It tells us after we're saved by God.
我们里面有一个基督的生命和基督的性情。
In us, there's the life of Christ and his nature.
但是我原来的个性, 我原来的做人的习惯, 胃口,
but our original personality or habits or taste still within us.
所以我们会有贪欲,
so we are greed.
会有哭嚎,
and also we cry.
在我们刚蒙恩得救的时候, 有的时候有一些教导要我们要了结往事。
When we first believe the Lord, there are some teaching that we should completely be cut off from the past.
这往事里面包含了很多东西啊。
The past includes many things.
我以前呢，我在没有信主、没有好好蒙恩以前呢, 我是一个很喜欢看小说、看电影的人。
Before I truly got saved, I was someone who loves to read a novel and also watch movies.
这个在我身上是个很麻烦的事情。
This is something troublesome on me.
好，所以我就常常在教会上听，看看有没有人有同样的经验。
So I often try to see if anyone have the same experience as me.
有一个弟兄，他有一天起来做讲他自己的经历。
One of the brothers started to share about his own experience.
他说我没有信主以前喜欢看电影。
He said,
我就很认真听了。
Before I believed the Lord, I loved to watch movies, so I started to pay attention.
他说我信主啊，是因为听见我母亲唱诗歌，忽然圣灵感动我，他说我就信了。
The reason I believed the Lord was when I heard my mother sing hymns and it truly touched me. Then I believed.
他去聚会啊，就非常喜乐。
So he went to gathering and he was full of joy.
那么有一段日子，他自己不自觉，他就没有去看电影。
And there was a period of time without himself realizing that he did not go watch movies.
这样子过了一段日子以后
，After a certain time，
啊，他忽然想啊，我好久没有看电影了。
Then suddenly he thought, I haven't watched movie for a long time.
他就跑去下午放了学以后，他就去看电影。
So after class in the afternoon, he went to watch movie.
那个时候台湾的电影啊。从下午一直演到最后一场，最后一场完的时候要唱国歌的。
The movie back then, the movie theater back then in Taiwan, that even until the last movie of the day, they had to sing the national anthem.
他说我唱看完了一场，就是不想走，又继续看，一直看到唱完国歌。
That brother said that day I did not want to leave one movie after another. Then I left until after seeing the national anthem.
回家走在路上想唱诗歌，唱不出来了。
So when he was walking back home, he wanted to sing some hymns, but he could not.
这个电影里面的情节，还有最后那个国歌，就一直在里面想。
All the time.
他回去。
What happened in the movie and also the national anthem keeps ringing up in his mind.
他回去以后，他好久没有那个属天的喜乐。
After he went home for such a long time, he lost the heavenly joy.
找不到主的同在。
He could not find the presence of the Lord.
他去问弟兄们。
He asked other brothers.
年长弟兄们告诉他，在这些点上面，主要帮助你。
Elderly brothers told him that Lord will help you about those things.
从那个以后，主在他里面保守他。
Ever since then, the Lord has kept him.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗
？Do you know, brothers and sisters?
许多的事情啊。环境把我们里面旧的东西显出来，主要对付它。
There are so many things and circumstances expose our old man within us, which the Lord will deal with them.
啊，所以这些生活上面的事情，主会一样一样的帮助我们。
So those things in life, the Lord will help us one by one.
特别在出信的弟兄姊妹身上。
Especially for those brothers and sisters, just believe the Lord.
有一些非常明显的事物，若是我们肯把它交在主的面前。
For some very obvious things, if we are willing to commit them before the Lord.
主有的时候会啊，把你想要脱开而又你喜欢的东西多多给你，到最后啊，你说主我不要了。
Sometimes the Lord might even give you what you would like to be delivered from, but you cannot. But then the Lord keeps giving you a lot of those, and finally to the point you don't want that anymore.
这是主在我们身上的一个拯救。
And that's a deliverance.
那么另外一面
On the other hand,
我们看见侍奉也考验我们的人心。
To serve also tests our hearts.
好，我们有的时候啊，会看环境。
Sometimes we look at the circumstances.
我们会看自己。
We look at ourselves.
用理性。
Use our rationale.
用人的判断。
Or use a human logic.
来看神的引导。
To see God's guidance.
这十个探子，他们承担责任去窥探迦南地。
Those are the spies who bear up the responsibility to spy out the land of Canaan.
他们呢，回来报信的时候。
And they, when they return for a report.
他们说呢，据我们看自己，在他们面前就是。就如蚱蜢一样。
They say that when we look ourselves before them, we are like grasshoppers.
所以他们看见环境的时候，用自己的眼光来判断整个事情。
So, when they look at the circumstances, they judge based on their own eyesight.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们在教会中和弟兄姊妹一起侍奉
，If we serve together with brothers and sisters in church,
很多时候碰见事情来 我们会用自己的眼光判断。
Oftentimes when we encounter difficulties, we judge based on our own eyesight.
另外呢，我们在大家一起配搭侍奉的时候
，And also when we co-working with one another,
我们就会看别人。
We look at others.
我们会看事情。
We look at things.
我们会看外貌。
And we look at outward.
就产生许多的难处。
And many difficulties are created.
比如说米利安和亚伦呢
？Like Mary and Aaron.
他们也有先知的功用。
They also have the function as prophets.
但是他们看摩西啊，好像总是摩西说话。
But when they look at Moses, as if it's always Moses talking.
所以他们呢，对摩西啊，就一直要找机会来。对付一下摩西。
So they always try to find ways to deal with Moses.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看见啊，一个亲近神的人里面，有时候也会带着自己的肉体的掺杂。
So you still see the flesh is being mixed, even for someone who draw close to God.
那么有的时候是不同的功用。
Sometimes it's with different functions.
我们在教会里面也担负不同的责任。
We also bear different responsibilities in church.
我们也不满意。
We also are not satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，在教会生活里面，我们看见大丹和亚比兰呢。
In church life, we see Dathan and Abiram.
可拉一党的人。
The group of Korah.
他们是利未人，也是民中的首领。
They are Levites as well as the chiefs among people.
但是他们要像摩西一样。
But they would like to be the same as Moses.
弟兄姊妹，这个是对于配搭侍奉身体的不够认识。
That's because they don't understand enough about the body of Christ when they co-working with one another.
所以在教会侍奉中啊，就是有时候会产生了嫉妒。
So among service in church, sometimes jealousies.
有时候会产生争竞。
And there is
competition. 有时候会不服。
And sometimes they cannot submit with one another.
有时候不满意。
And they are not satisfied.
有的时候。会毁谤
，and sometimes even have slander words，
攻击
，or attack each other，
甚至有的时候处处跟别人作对
，or always against one another。
弟兄姊妹，这都是在对神的行政和如何尽功用认识不够。
That's because there's not enough understanding toward God's administration and how to become functional。
所以今天我们下午，刚才我提到，我们如何尽属灵的功用，是一个生命的学习。
So this afternoon, I have mentioned that how we it is a life's learning experience that how we can be functional in spirit.
但是在这些的错误和失败的里面
But among all the mistakes and failures,
弟兄姊妹，我们也看见一些美好的光景。
We also see some beautiful conditions.
就是摩西啊，一被人指责的时候。他从来不为自己去解释或辩护。
That is whenever Moses was being against by other people, he never explained for himself.
他就俯伏下来。
He just bowed down.
那么他的哥哥亚伦也被攻击的时候，他们两个一起俯伏下来。
And when others are against his brother Aaron, then both of them also bow down.
弟兄姊妹，在教会一同往前走，这些事是免不了的。
We cannot avoid those when church moving forward.
我们不仅要彼此包容，彼此赦免。
Not only we have to accept and also forgive one another.
而且对自己所受的委屈，不要在人面前去显露。
And don't mention what we, the suffering we go through.
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己做得到吗
？Are we able to handle this?
我承认。我做不到。
I confess I cannot.
但是唯有基督的十字架能够带我们过来。
But only the cross of Christ can carry us through.
我在做学生的时代听过一个宣教士姊妹做一个见证。
When I was a student, I heard a missionary sister testify.
这是她自己亲身经历的。
That's her own personal experience.
她早年呢，她有心到中国。大陆去传福音。
In her earlier days, she had heart to share gospel in China.
他们呢有2家半的同工们在一个福音站一起服侍配搭。
Two and a half families of the co-workers they served together.
就是有两对夫妻加上她一个单身的姊妹。
So that is two couples plus her as a single sister.
那么。她因为是单身的姊妹，所以就算是一个弟兄的工人。她没有结婚。
As she is a single sister, therefore she is counted as a brother.
那其他两位姊妹呢, 因为有孩子要照顾, 所以他们就不参加他们侍奉的交通。
As the other two sisters, because they had to take care of their children, so those two sisters did not join their fellowship as co-workers.
有一次他们为着一件事情, 他们三位同工在一起交通。
Once the three co-workers shared together for something.
有一个弟兄呢, 为着一件事, 他误会了另外一个, 那个带, 领头的弟兄。
One of the brothers misunderstood the other leading brother.
他就很厉害的, 起来指责, 并且攻击, 甚至定罪那个弟兄。
And very sharply, he rebuked and attacked and also condemned the leading brother.
这个姊妹哈, 他, 一听他讲那件事情，他就讲，你看错了，但他不敢讲话，他年轻，他就是姊妹。
The sister, as soon as she heard this, she knew that he was wrong, but since she was young and as a sister, she did not dare to mention it.
所以那天那个场面呢，非常的尴尬。
So that was a very awkward situation.
只有那个年长的带头的弟兄被指责，他坐在那里就一直不讲话。
Then the leading brother being rebuked, he just sat there in silence.
他只说事情不是这样。
He only said that what happened is not so.
后来他们就简短祷告完就回家了。那个弟兄气得要命，说他还不承认，就这么走，他就走掉了。
And after they briefly prayed, they just left. And the brother who condemned the leading brother was so angry, and he said that he doesn't even admit.
过了几个月,
after several months,
整个事情演变发生,
then these things keep happening.
这一个被指责的弟兄的妻子, 她知道了这件事情。
The wife of this leading brother being rebuked, she heard about this.
因为有人告诉她说, 那个骂她丈夫的弟兄啊, 自己承认他骂错了。
Because someone told the sister that the brother who rebuked her husband confessed that he was wrong.
做这个做妻子姊妹起先听到啊, 心里非常难过。
The sister as a wife, when she first heard it, she was so sad.
而且她很生气。
And she was also very angry.
她说呢, 我的丈夫, 他在外面受这么大的委屈, 回来都不跟我讲, 他不信任我。
She said that my husband, after being such, being wrongly condemned, but he did not even tell me, and she felt sad as a wife.
所以那天晚上，她先生，她丈夫回来，她就起来讲这件事，而且哭。她说：“你，我是你的妻子，你都不让我背一点你受的委屈。”
So that night when her husband came home, she cried and she told her husband that I'm your wife, but you don't let me bear those hardship for you.
结果这个先生呢, 很安静地说了一句话,
then this husband very quietly he said,
他说若是我回来告诉你发生的事情,
if I came home to tell you what happened,
以后你见到我们的弟兄的时候, 你就会不自然,
then you will become very unnatural when you meet our brother later on,
你会为我伸手,
then you will strike out your hand for me.
所以他们同工之间那个和谐没有破坏,
so,
非常美丽,
the harmony between those co-workers was not being broken, it is being kept beautiful.
我年轻时候听到这些见证, 在我里面非常深刻的印象。
Those testimonies had a deep impact on me when I was young.
这个叫做走天路。
That is called walk the heavenly way.
弟兄姊妹们, 你我人生, 或多或少, 或迟或早, 可能都会碰到。
For your life and our life that whether it's early, sooner or later, you will meet this kind of situation. We know that Lord is in the midst of us.
他来安慰,
he comforts.
他来扶持,
he lifts us up.
他来帮助,
he helps.
他来供应,
and he provides.
他来做我们的喜乐,
he becomes our joy.
这是过旷野的生活, 走天路。
That is the life in the wilderness to walk the heavenly way.
所以摩西呢, 不自卫, 不变屈, 不伸手, 他只俯伏在地。
So Moses not defend himself and not stretch out his own hands, but then he only bowed down.
甚至神为摩西做见证。
But God actually testified
to Moses.
He told Miriam and Aaron.
他说世上呢, 摩西的为人, 极其谦和, 胜过世上的众人。
The man of Moses was very meek above all the men on earth.
我相信这句话不是摩西自己写的。
I trust that this was not written by Moses himself.
圣灵啊, 神为摩西做见证。
Holy Spirit, God testified for Moses.
神告诉 米利亚和亚伦,
and God told Mary and Aaron,
其他的先知, 我是用梦, 用意象,
I speak to other prophets through dreams and visions.
换句话呢, 他白天的时候,
that means that during daytime they cannot hear my voice.
必须要晚上这个人的意识都休息了,
has to be when they are resting, then God speaks to them.
但是摩西呢,
but to Moses, I can speak to him face to face.
就告诉我们说, 摩西啊, 真是一个, 他的意识都活在神面前的人。
So it shows that all of Moses' will is living before God.
这是旷野生活给我们的福气啊。
So that's a blessing of the life in wilderness.
有的时候我们受压越厉害啊, 你反正感觉主的亲, 那个可亲可近的, 是越甘甜。
Sometimes the more suppressed we are being under, then we feel the more intimate and sweetness of being together with the Lord.
我们知道很可惜哈, 摩西这样走啊, 最后一个考试, 他还是没考过。
Unfortunately, as Moses going this way, but he did not pass his last test.
以色列人再在那里争闹的时候,
when Israelites again complain and strive,
摩西发了一次脾气,
then Moses had his temper.
在20章我们刚才读到的哈,
in chapter 20, which we read.
好, 你们这些背叛的人, 听我说,
you rivals, listen.
我常常想, 这不是, 是不是压在摩西里面 30多年该想说的话, 终于说出来了呢?
Is that something Moses want to say since 30 years ago, but finally he said it out?
我想不是。
I think it's not so.
摩西过去真是学会像做父亲一样, 没有这样发怒。
Moses truly had learned, just like a father, he did not get mad.
但是那一天呢, 他里面实在为神呢, 他受不了了。
But that day, for God's sake, he could not hold it anymore.
就发一次的脾气。
Just throw out temper once.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道, 在侍奉中啊, 我们的神 给侍奉的人是生命和平安的约。
In service, what God gives those who serve is the covenant of life and peace.
什么时候我们血气出来, 我们立刻破坏了这个约。
Whenever our flesh comes out, immediately we break this covenant.
我自己在年轻学习侍奉的时候,
when I was young, I was learning how to serve.
有一次在年长同工的聚会, 总结, 我是坐在里面做学习的, 观察员。
Among the elderly brothers' co-working meeting that I was one of the young ones just sitting there to observe.
他们在那里谈一件事情,
they were discussing something.
哇, 有一个弟兄声音就大起来就说, 你曾经做过这个, 你曾经说过这个话。
All of a sudden, a brother raised his voice and said, you have done this, you said this before.
那个被指责弟兄啊, 起先一直都不说话。
The brother who was being pointed his finger to, that at first he did not speak.
最后啊, 他说事情不是你讲的那样。
Finally, he said that this was not so what happened.
那个弟兄说,什么不是我讲的?
Then that brother was so mad and said, how could it be not happened that way?
所以那个弟兄啊, 回他的话也大声了一点。
So that brother also raised up his voice louder.
哎, 结果啊, 聚完会我们都回家,
then after we all returned home,
晚上聚会啊, 这个被指责的弟兄那一天晚上就, 哇, 非常小声。
Then at night, when there was meeting, the brother who was being rebuked at, he spoke very in a small voice.
我因为跟他比较熟一点,
because I'm closer to him.
第二天我就去问他, 你是不是生病了?
The next day I asked him, are you sick?
他说我没有病。
He said, no, I'm not.
我说, 那你为什么昨天晚上聚会好像那么小声呢?
So then I asked him, why do you have such a little voice last night?
他说我感觉非常羞耻。
He said, I felt so shamed.
我听得很 shock, 非常的吃惊啊。
And then I was very shocked.
如果我是他, 我会感觉我非常委屈啊。 他说我觉得我非常羞耻。
If I'm him, I would feel I'm being really wrongfully accused at, but then he feels that he's so shameful.
我问他, 你有什么好羞耻的?
I asked him, why do you feel shame?
他因为最后一句话我说了大声的话。
Because my last words, I raised up my voice.
他说我露出了我的血气。 旧约圣经讲, 一个大麻风的人远远要举手说不洁净了,不洁净。
Because my flesh has been exposed. Just like in the Old Testament time, a leprosy person from far away, he had to raise up his hand and say, I'm unclean, unclean. And I feel this uncleanness on me.
世界跟基督完全不一样。
The world and Christ is completely different.
世界谁大声完了,谁最舒服。
In the world, whoever is the loudest, who is most comfortable.
但在基督里面, 血气出来了, 有属灵感觉的人,
but in Christ, when someone, if the flesh is being exposed, someone with a spiritual sense will feel very shameful.
我相信摩西这一次的失败,不仅是他终身的遗憾,
I trust that this failure of Moses, not only his entire life's feeling regret,
可能呢,也是他永世的遗憾,他没有跟那一代的人进迦南地。
It might be he felt regret in eternity because he did not enter into Canaan with that generation.
弟兄姊妹,感谢神。
Thank God.
每一次的失败,
each failure,
每一次的错误,
each mistake,
每一次的难处,
each difficulty,
我们看见了,当我们处理的对,
if we deal with the in the right way.
什么是处理的对呢?
What does it mean by handle the right way?
让神来这件事情上面管理。
That is to let God govern in this.
我们就看见神总是有恩典的。
Then we see God is always with grace.
每一次事情过去以后,
each time when this issue passed,
接下来我们就看见神有更清楚明亮的话语出来。
Then we see God's even more clear and brightening words comes out.
在第15章里面,
in chapter 15,
神就讲到你们进迦南地以后该怎么生活。
God tells them how you should live after you enter into Canaan.
讲到奉献, 讲到献祭的时候。
Talk about consecration and offering.
到了第18章的时候,
in chapter 18,
神就告诉以色列人, 祭司的职责是什么, 立位人的职责是什么。
God tells Israelites what is the ministry of the priest and also the ministry of Levite.
到19章呢, 我们看见,
in chapter 19, we see
神告诉以色列人呢, 十字架那更深的拯救, 就是那红母牛的除罪的水。
God told Israelites the deeper salvation of the cross, which is the red heifers, the water of purification.
这个是我们对基督十字架更深拯救在我们里面我们的经历和我们的承认。
That is the experience and confession of the deeper work of Christ of salvation upon us.
所以这一段的经历, 38年,
so this 38 years of experience,
弟兄姊妹, 带我们呢, 进入灵里面,
to bring us into the spirit.
明天要讲到, 那就是新人的生命出现。
Tomorrow we will talk about the reveal of the new man, the life of new man.
所以民数记啊, 有两次的数算。
So there are two times numbering in Book of Numbers.
第一次数算这个倒闭的人呢, 都是出生在埃及的人。
The first numbering that all those who fall in wilderness, they were born in Egypt.
这是指着我们的旧人。
That talks about our old man.
我们旧人里面有两个, 一个是犯罪的身体, 一个是取死的身体。
There are two bodies in our old man. That one is the sinful body, the other one is the wretched.
所以旷野呢, 他们经历的属灵的挣扎和征战。
So in the wilderness, they experience all the struggles and warfares in spirit.
在世界来的试探和引诱,
that is to face the temptation and attraction of the world.
自己的血气和肉体,
and their own flesh.
还有呢, 罪在他们身上的瑕疵,
and the bondage of sin.
这些呢, 让我们更深地看见自己的需要救恩,
and this deeper shows us how much we need salvation.
我们就更多地经历基督救赎的真实。 宝贵和能力。
And the more we experience the salvation of the Christ, which is so precious and real.
我想我今天晚上呢，就简单的和大家分享这么多。
So tonight, I just would like to simply share with everyone up here.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have further words of simple prayers.
主耶稣，我们本来不认识自己。
Lord Jesus, originally we don't know about ourselves.
我们常常靠着自己，凭着自己夸口。
We often boast on our own.
唯有当你把我们摆在这个世界的环境里。
Only when you put us in the circumstances of the world.
摆在和弟兄姊妹们一同生活、一同配搭侍奉的里面。
When you put us in this service and also co-working together with the brothers and sisters.
主啊，通过许多的环境，许多的遭遇。
Through all the situations and circumstances.
我们自己的错误和失败。
Through our mistakes and failures.
主啊，我们才看见我们的肉体何等的可怜，也何等的可怕。
Then we see how wretched and also fearful our flesh is.
我们真是要承认，主你说的是真理。
Truly, we have to say, Lord, what you say is the truth.
叫人活着的乃是灵。
It is a spirit that enables people to live.
肉体是毫无益处的。
And there is no goodness in flesh.
每次当我们自己的肉体发动的时候
，Each time when flesh acts.
主啊，我们自己身上就经历属灵的死亡。
Then we experience the spiritual death.
并且影响神家中的情况。
And also influence the house of God.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你在十字架上已经为我们解决了这一切的问题。
You have already dealt with all those problems on the cross for us.
若不经历这些
，if we don't experience,
我们对自己不够认识
，and if we don't understand ourselves,
主啊，我们对十字架的享受和经历也不够丰富。
Then we won't enter into the abundance to enjoy the experience of cross.
主，我们再把自己交在你的手中。
We once again commit ourselves unto your
hands. 主啊，不仅让我们爱慕与弟兄姊妹在教会中同走天路。
Not only we desire to walk the heavenly way with brothers and sisters in church.
并且我们用一个感恩的态度来接受你给我们一切的环境。
But with the heart of thanksgiving, we accept all the circumstances you've given us.
主啊，直到我们能够在死的形状上与你联合。
Until we can be united with you in the image of death.
好叫我们更多认识你复活的生命。
So we can know more of your resurrection life.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence being with us.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.